Well, here in Spitsbergen, it's bitterly cold. It's notorious for polar bears, and it's the last piece of civilization you come to before hitting the ice cap. But while the four wounded soldiers have been fiercely training for the last 18 months, Prince Harry has got just days left to get up to speed.
Stuck in a tent with, you know, gale force winds at minus 40, I think I'm going to have my sort of close thoughts on my survival and how these guys are getting on and making sure that they're getting through it. Make it sound as though I'm trying to help them out, but I'm going to be the slow one, I think.
Well, Prince Harry spent the last 24 hours acclimatising to the extremely hostile conditions he's going to face when he joins the start of the Walking with the Wounded expedition team's dangerous world record attempt to become the first amputees to reach the North Pole completely unaided.
It's actually a real treat to be able to join them. There'll be times when I'll be massively regretting it. There was a time just then I was regretting it. But it's not every time you get a chance to do something like this with a bunch of these guys.
Now, I caught up with Prince Harry in the middle of a 7K trek to brush up on his skiing skills. But he told me he's not tempted to stay out there till the summit.
For the training, for your wedding, for all that sort of stuff, it made it more sensible. Plus, you know, it didn't seem right to turn up for the last week and just take the glory with these guys. So much rather go with them for the first week, send them on their way, try and get the banter out, and then jump on a plane and go back home.
But if he thinks that's tough, it's about to get even worse when Prince Harry will be joining the rest of the guys as they don their protective suits and jump through the ice in the harbour here in preparation for when they'll come across open water out on the ice cap.